Thank you, Paul James. It's now 2 minutes past, and I really don't stand a chance this week. It's my last programme, and I'm being surrounded.
Listen, gentle listener, I had to put up with such awfulness in my programme, but this programme is going to be a cinch to do.
Oh, great.
Yes.
You really mean that?
I really mean that, yes.
Mr. Boston Tilly Fox, he really does.
Fine. I wonder if I will actually survive the next big top 40 minutes, or 60 big top 40 minutes. There's a bit of a sensation, yes.
One difference between this programme and, of course, the last programme is that I was a professional, wasn't I?
Yes, you were a professional.
Yes.
So,
I don't know what I was a professional in doing.
Get out of the way, Blizz. I'm trying to get...
now we have the sound of Pete Graham setting off on his motorbike.
At 14:06 on the 4th of December, 1945, five U.S. Navy bombers took off from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They were never seen again. This is the legend of Flight 19.
Lieutenant Taylor, USN.
This is Flight 19.
With 14 others, meet Suzanne. So they say, he missed the mission of the day. They're flying east to Bimini.
This is Flight 19.
North and southwest and home again.
This is Flight 19.
A simple tale, no angles, except Bermuda.
Radio Floss for this Sunday, the Ian Stewart programme, the very last Ian Stewart programme in the present series. It's that was B.A. Robertson, anything called Flight 19. If you're wondering why it's the last B.A. Robertson...
last B.A. Robertson show!
Shut up! The last Ian Stewart programme.
It's...
What?
B.A. Robertson.
Can I have it autographed?
Go away, plebs. Right, if you're wondering...
Can you write?
Oh, God. If you're wondering why this is the last Ian Stewart programme, there is a very good reason. You see, the only reason that Pete Graham stopped doing the programmes is because the studio floor was becoming unsafe for him. Anyway, we've had it reinforced now, so it should just about be able to support him.
Oh. It's not the record!
Oh, sorry. You swine.
I'll start it again. It's better. Actually, yeah. Can I just tell somebody while we're just... Dead air here.
Move the microphone here. Hi, it's me again, Paul James here. On my programme, which was a little bit put off by two other people, and I'm now getting my vengeance back on them, in the week, I got a tape here.
Okay, let's continue now with the latest single from Spandau Ballet, and it's called The Freeze. Good morning.
Hi.
It's Mia here again, just to turn the microphone up here. Now, what was the meaning of turning me off when I was in the middle of talking?
Revenge, basically.
Basic revenge and jealousy, yes. Now then, I was telling you, before I was rudely interrupted by the freeze, that a group has written to me with a demo tape. Oh, as our friend Nick Johnson's knees there. No, they're moving the
microphone.
Hey, you old folk. Now, listen here. A guy called Jason wrote to me, and he used to be the manager of a group called Black Market. Well, they've changed their name now, and they're now called the Gatecrashers, and they've sent me a demo tape. of them. Hello, there goes the phone. By the way, oh yes, what about the phones? Yes, about 10 minutes to go before our phone line closes down. So if you've got any dedications for next week, don't forget 01-868-7146. Now, I was in the middle of telling you about a group called the Gatecrashers. They've sent me an excellent demo tape. It's their second demo tape. Take a listen to this. Hold on a minute, let's get it sussed out here. Turn up the fader.
I'd like this to take is this something opportunity
called what's it called?
To say off.
I do mind. Middle of free flow here. Take a listen to this. This is something called The Salesman.
And if I was unemployed, now at work, and I was broke, so I did the knit is lovely, and I'm living on the dock. And I'm also in the police force, and it's such a lovely life. I sail out on duty, and I'm with their son.
Excellent there, a group called the Gatecrashers, and that was a track of their second demo tape. They first were called Black Market, of course. Now they've changed their name to Gatecrashers, which is what I'm doing in Ian Stewart's programme, by the
Thank
way.
You. Right.
And hold on, I haven't told them what it's called. That was a demo track called The Salesman, and you're going to tell them, all the listeners, where they are.
Well, if the listener is listening.
I'm sure.
Yes, if you want to go and see Gatecrashers, thank you, they're going to be playing at the White Harts, which is in High Street, Acton, West 3, on Wednesday... No, February the 11th. They were also there on January the 21st. If you are around... Can I at least do that, please? Thank you. Ah, great this, isn't it? Yes, February the 11th at the White Hart, High Street, Acton. And they're also at the 101 Club in Clapham, on Monday, February the 16th. OK, as you know, we've got the phone lines open, and if you want to give us a ring, it's 868-7146. Yes, nod of approval. That's 868-7146, and let's go over to the lines now.
Now it's your line to George G. Ale.
Oh, hello.
Yes, go on, yes, go on.
That's Lord Matthews, a first-time caller for Southend.
Yes,
George,
yes.
What one knows this?
George, go on.
I own this paper, you see, well, I found it.
Yes, go on.
I can't mention it on here, can I, George?
Yes,
the Daily Star, the Daily Star.
Yes,
well,
go on.
A lot of people say, is it right a humble tit-and-bum merchant like me should get a period?
Yes, yes, go on, go on.
Well, I'm going on. What I say is this, George.
Yes.
All right, I mean, I wouldn't personally have a Daily Star in my own house.
Yes.
But what I mean, I'm only giving the public what I want.
Yes, go on.
What I mean is, what's wrong with that, George?
This is George G. Ale. I'm afraid to say it's the answering machine.
What?
please leave your name and number and speak now.
Ah, it's Lord Matthews here, second time caller.
The sound of Jane Kennaway at 20 minutes past 11, and that one's called I.O.U. If you want a dedication on next week's programmes, all you have to do is phone us up during this next record, because the phone lines end, or they will be shutting at the end of this next record.
Yes, we want to be very firm about this.
Yes, yes. No phoning up afterwards. And if you do want to phone us up, it's 01 868 7146. That's 01 868 7146. But as I said, the phone lines will be closing at the end of this next record. This next record being the exceedingly good new single from Kiki D. It really is excellent, and it's called Star. Good morning, this is Floss on 222, right the way through till 3 o'clock.
I misunderstood, turned you away, look at me now, in the dark again, I run my life, just like a fool, I live all times with you.
Well, I went up to the vocals, but excuse me a second. Being thoroughly...
We've got Paul James on a bicycle sort of powering the unit, and unfortunately we've just run out of power because I think he's just gone down the road to get some cigs or something.
I'm back again now.
Oh, yes.
He's right, back. Excuse me, yeah. I must apologise about that, but I'm being so put off in the studio with Nick Johnson.
What's the name of this record? Star, isn't it?
Yes, it's called Star, yeah.
Can I just say to Kenny Cartridge, if he's listening, this is Flosh on 350 kilohertz.
I think he'd appreciate that, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Fine.
He listens to us every week.
He listens to us every week, indeed. Anyway, I must apologise about playing the wrong...
23 minutes past 11.
It's 23 minutes past 11, yes. At the end of this next record, the phone lines will close, and it's Kiki D. And one called Star.
Rock and roll are the games you play. I fly or see your name in lights. Temporarily social suicide. Oh, don't you tell me it's rough. At the top you get the cream of the crop. Image seekers, they're unreal to real. This week break, well next week, who knows. Oh, don't you tell me it's rough. Oh, don't you tell me it's tough. Stop, that's what they call you.
So good, isn't it? It's the new single. It's pretty sensational as well. It's a new single from Kiki D, and it's called Star. Well, if you phone us up on 01868 7146, oops, I wasn't supposed to say that, you won't get through, because Paul James, who was sneakily answering phone calls... Would I like a toffee? No, it'll make my voice sound even worse than it normally does, if that's possible. What are you doing with that cigarette, young man?
I'm going to stub it out all over your record!
Oh, thanks. Great. Ah, friends like these, who needs enemies?
New single by...
The new single by Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, from the album The River.
And it's one of Paul James's favourite artists.
He
rarely admits to it, and I'm being...
Goes down well with Bob Williams as well.
Yeah, I might as well dedicate it to Bob Williams.
Down and down.
So, especially for Bob Williams and his lovely sister Jacqueline.
Jackie. Jackie.
Jackie. Oh, no, it's Jackie,
Tom,
isn't
not
it?
I mentioned that, haven't I?
Yeah, sorry, I've never met her, but it's got nothing to do with it. This track, as I said, is called Sherry Darling. And it's from the album The River, the new single from Bruce Springsteen.
Individualist, do you like to stand out in a crowd? Why not sport a genuine 2¼-inch Floss Radio badge in multicolored black and blue? Just send 30p and a stamped addressed envelope to LARC, BM Box 539, London, WC1. What better way can there be to spend 30p?
Well, you could always buy 3 Radio Floss pens.
T. What does that spell?
Fun. Fun. Yeah. which we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
Was taken from the album Songs in the Key of Life, and it was Stevie Wonder with Sir Duke. Before that, a track from Bruce Springsteen's The River album, and yes, I'm being thoroughly put off.
Hold on.
And that was called Sherry Darling. Sorry?
I think it's gone quiet now.
No, I don't think it's gone quiet.
Your matron's arrived.
Ah! Steve J's in the studio, yes.
Yes. What time are you on?
I think he's about to get his hypodermic out or something.
Yes.
He's on, yes, in about 24 minutes' time. So stand by for Steve J and the Rock and Bop Matron programme. No, I didn't say that, did I? Let's carry on with the Doobie Brothers.
Thank you. Radio.
Well, here we are in beautiful Dale, not far away from the Floss Radio studios, scene of a thousand goodbyes and a million mistakes. And the reason I'm here today, to find out what is the latest craze here in sunny California, where sea and sex go hand in hand and the sand gets everywhere. And the reason for the excitement? Well, the beautiful people here have discovered Sonic's C90 cassettes. Yes, a Floss Radio representative is selling music junkies these cassettes for only 35p.
To get hooked on this excellent offer, just send 35 pence and 12 pence postage per cassette to LARC BM Box 539, London WC1, or buy 10 for £3.50 and we'll pay the postage.
I use Sonic's cassettes for my interviews, but the trouble here on Wicker Island, there just aren't enough people left to interview. Good night.
Thank you. Right, have you noticed that all our jingles have got to Alan Wicker or strange American people, but they all talk with northern accents? Yeah. I haven't worked that one out at all.
Well, I think it's a bit of a giveaway.
It is a bit of a giveaway, yes.
Up north.
Yes. The last record
holding the show together
was Doobie Brothers, It Keeps You Running. Apologise about
the prune song.
Sorry?
The prune song,
yes. I must apologise about the advertisement being cut off in the middle, and it was actually entirely my fault. Mm. The two people that keep on putting me off, they must have...
His hands were shaking on the faders.
Wiggling. Wiggling.
Anyway, yes. About 18 minutes left of the very final Ian Stewart programme, and that means in 18 minutes time it's the very final Steve J programme. And if you're listening to Steve J's programme last week, you'll notice he played a track from Hart's album Dreamboat Annie, and he said something about it which I said about it a few weeks before.
What was that about reminding me of Radio Caroline.
Blah 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 blah. So I thought I'd play another track and not mention anything about Radio Caroline at all.
Who?
Pardon? We're not putting you off.
No, I'm quite enjoying it.
Radio
a couple of plebs peering over the console at me.
Radio
doesn't bother me in the slightest.
I once knew a friend of mine who had a radio.
Friend?
A Caroline sticker on his car, and a lady stopped him in the street and said, who's Caroline?
30p, isn't it? 30p BM Box
59
on the
WC1? Yeah,
if what? If you want a Radio Caroline's car,
I thought it was
35p.
Yeah, it's 23-inch monster,
etc.
Right. Have you finished?
And the stamp just envelope.
Nearly. Mm. What else have you got to say? Come on, pad it out. I'm running out of records.
I like this record next. It's good.
Well, you don't know what it is.
It's Dreamboat Annie.
It is. It's Heart.
Yeah, what track?
Magic Man.
Do you mind saying that a bit louder?
Magic Man!
So long ago, when I was not so strong, you know, but a man came to me, never seen eyes so blue, you know, I could not run away, it seemed, we'd seen each other in a dream, seemed like he knew me, he looked right through me,
smile. I cast my spell of love on you, a woman from a child. But try to understand, oh, oh, try to understand. He's a magic man, oh yeah. He got magic hands.
And a track taken from Dreamboat Annie, and that track's called Magic Man. I'm having my switches fiddled with. There's loads of little red LEDs on the console in front of me. I'm being shown a very obscene photograph. I think
Steve
it is Steve J. Well, I don't know him from that angle.
I think it looks lovely.
Oh, yes. That was Nick Johnson. Nick Johnson has requested this next item, and it's by the Not the 9 O'Clock News team. Someone's waving the calendar at me.
I'd like to make a complaint here.
She can't be more than about 15 or 16.
We have a large calendar with naked ladies. There's naked ladies on this calendar, and there are Listen to Paul James stickers, all of the interesting bits.
Steve
said about that last week.
I think he did, yeah.
You weren't listening last week, were you?
No,
it's probably up north. Anyway, Nick Johnson wanted this bit, so I think it's quite appropriate for him, I must say.
It's not. I deny it all.
He's quite Christian, you know, yes.
I'm not gay.
Are you a gay Christian? No, it's all right. I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I mean, if homosexuality is is your thing, if that's the bag you're into, then that's great.
Fantastic. I mean, don't be ashamed. Whatever you do, I mean, stand up. Come out of the toilet, as the phrase, has it. And stand up and say, I am tempted to be a homosexual. And it'll be fine. And you may even decide, after much prayer, to enter into a committed and tempted relationship with a member of the same genital group. If you do, and you feel you can do nothing about it, and you've been to a psychiatrist, and you've had aversion therapy, and you've tried tying metal weights to your private parts, and you still feel these tendencies, then I'm afraid it means that God just wants you to have a rotten life.
Right, that's a bit taken from the Not the 9 O'Clock News album, and that was...
You faded it before that was,
I faded
oh,
it.
Oh, it's finished. So oh. Back.
Oh, it's too late. I've taken the arm off the record.
Panicking again.
I'm not panicking. It's you lot.
Well, what's the time now? Hold on, we must...
It's 8 minutes.
The big hand is on the 8, and the small hand is on the 12, so it's 5 to 3.
Yeah, probably. Right, fine. That means it's 8 minutes left of Ian Stewart before I take my hairy legs and knobbly knees and rippling muscles back to the shop that I got them from.
Acne.
They won't take them back.
Yes, yes. Anyway, you're tuned to Radio Floss, which is might surprise you because it's rather...
It's Matron again!
Oh, Matron!
Steve J has just wandered back into the studio.
What's going on?
Shh.
What's going on?
Shh. Right.
Shh. Right.
Okay, you're tuned to Radio Floss on 222 metres, 1350 kilohertz in the MF wave band, medium wave for people with British radios. Somebody's bending a gooseneck stand at me. Mind that, please. Yes, and we broadcast between the hours of 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the evening, in the afternoon, whatever, with Paul James between 10 and 11 with his acne-packed show. Yes, he's got lots of spots in his programme. This week it's me.
I used to rehearse that one.
It did. It between 11 and 12 this week it's me, but next week it's Pete Graham. Between 12 to 1 this week it's Steve Jay, next week it's Bob Williams. 2 to 3, as usual, it's Andy Richards, Peaches on Regalia, and no, that's 1 to 2, Andy Richards, and 2 to 3, it's Glenn Johnson with The Loud Show. Right, as this is my last record ever, for about the next 3 weeks, anyway, I thought I'd play one of my favourite artists, and leave that fader alone, Mr. Paul James, please, and one of my favourite tracks by one of my favourite artists, and if you don't like it, go and make a cup of tea and go back to bed or something, because it is really excellent.
Is it your favourite?
It is my favourite.
All right.
Ian, right?
You're
yes.
Really butch, you know.
I know, but I'm taking it back to the shop.
Can I see the hair on your chest?
I don't know.
Which one?
I think
which
it
one?
Fell off.
He's only got one.
Shut
he's
up.
He's got seven and three of them are
anyway, let's get rid of these plebs. Right. Ah, right.
What is it now?
6 minutes
now?
To go.
Kate Bush,
taken from the album, which is called The Kick Inside. And this track's called Wuthering Heights.
Walking through the heart.
Bush, taken from the album called The Kick Inside, her first album, and that was her first single, which was called Wuthering Heights. Oh, you cats! You dirty, rotten swines! I must admit, I did ask everyone to... This is absolute chaos, it really is. Anyway, I must apologise about the last 60 minutes of what? The last 120 minutes, in fact, the last 57 minutes of my programme, thanks to Paul James. And Paul James and Nick Johnson are now about to go down the pub, hopefully. So, yes, Steve J's in the studio, and Nick Johnson's in the studio, and Paul James is in the studio, and I am as well. And I'm being sprayed with this mysterious instant freeze aerosol thing. Super freezes, yes. Well, thank you for listening for about the last 4 or 5 weeks to me, if you have been. You what? I know. Steve J's coming up in about a minute's time. And that's it from me. Ian Stewart, I might see you again sometime, probably in about 5 weeks' time. If you want to drop us a line here at Floss, the address is Floss, BM, Box 539, London WC1. That's Floss, BM, Box 539, London WC1. Write in and ask to have Paul James removed. And
have you ever had super freezy down the back of your neck?
No, but Paul James just has. I noticed that.
Right down your underpants, it's fun!
Oh, God, the whole studio's shifted about 3 feet in my direction. Thank you, Nick. Right, that's it. I'll see you when I see you. Stand by for Steve J. And look after yourselves, won't you? Bye-bye.